Welcome to HealthWise, 30 minutes to think about God and your health, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. I praise you, O Lord, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, says the writer of Psalm 139. And because we are made in God's wonderful image, how thoughtful we should be with our bodies as well as our souls. For the next 30 minutes, listen, learn, and call for advice so that you too can become HealthWise. Hi, I'm Bill Shishko, host of today's edition of HealthWise. On this program, we love to remind you, as our opener always does, that we are fearfully and wonderfully made, as the Word of God says. Now, frankly, it takes way too much faith to believe that something as intricate and as complex as the human body just evolved that way. And of each of the intricate and complex parts of the human body, The back is, excuse the expression, right in front. You realize how complex your back is? Your spine, which is also known as your backbone, is composed of 33 bones in a slightly curvy line between your skull and your pelvis, and these bones are called vertebrae. In between each, and here, this is how God so masterfully and wisely designed our bodies, we have shock absorbers called discs, capsules of connective tissue encasing a soft, jelly-like substance. And they've even been likened to jelly donuts. And then, of course, there's the system of muscles and ligaments that hold the spine together. And this spinal column encloses and protects a cylinder of nerve tissue called the spinal cord. So you see, it really does take too much faith to believe something that amazing just evolved. Well, and precisely because this part of your body is so amazingly complex, it isn't surprising that back problems are real painful problems. Now, we all have minor back problems sometime in life. Over the years, though, back problems become more common because of the daily wear and tear on that complex structure known as your back. Then add to that sports injuries, back strains from work-related projects or home projects, trips, falls, and just twisting your back the wrong way. Has that ever happened to you, lifting something like a garage door? Well, you know what I mean. And then others may have more severe back injuries from car accidents, serious falls, and even, sadly, from bodily attack. And oddly enough, one of the most common causes of back problems today is sitting for long periods of time, and sitting in ways that very often put strain on your back. And that strain eventually produces pain. You know the expression, "Oh, my aching back." I'm wondering if I am talking to you. Well, our topic on today's edition of HealthWise is just that. Oh, my aching back. What to do about back problems? 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York, is our sponsor. And there, in their most interesting medical surgical department, I must confess, I had not paid much attention to medical surgical departments until I began to research the one at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical in Melville, New York. Absolutely interesting. Well, there you'll meet Kathy. That's 110 Pharmacy and Surgical's medical surgical specialist, and she's our guest today on HealthWise. We invite you to call her with your questions. This is your opportunity to get free advice from people who really know what they're talking about, and particularly today on the subject of back problems and what's related to them, posture problems. So our call-in number for HealthWise, 631-955-5400. That's 631-955-5400. But for now, let's get to know Kathy a bit. Kathy, how long have you been in the field of medical surgical products?
Pastor Bill, I've been in the medical surgical field. I've done pharmacy for over 25 years, have been specializing in medical surgical products for a little over 2 years now.
Now, before we get into the specific issues of back and posture, can you kind of give us an overview of what medical surgical products includes?
Well, they include a various array of different supplies that we carry, mostly with, you know, back injuries and back pain. We sell a lot of orthopedic supplies, back braces, wrist braces, knee braces, arm slings. I mean, you name it, we have it here at 110 Pharmacy.
Okay. Talk about orthopedics for a minute. A lot of people, obviously, when you find out you need one of these, you know what they are. But there are people who are just unfamiliar with what this vast range of orthopedics is. Why don't you give us some examples of what they are and what that means, actually?
Well, the branch of medicine was for an orthopedic. They deal with the treatment of disorders or injuries of the bones, joints, and muscles. So with that, you know, not only do we carry back supports and knee braces and ankle supports and ankle boots if they break or fracture their ankle, you know, there's also, you have other supplies that you would use, icing an injury or an area of the body that needs treatment. Moist heat is also another alternative to, you know, get healing naturally instead of using medication.
Medication, sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, or even unnecessary surgery.
Correct.
And we want you to understand that when we're on this program, we're not trying to replace medical doctors. You should always be seeking your advice from your medical doctors. But invariably, if you have some kind of a break, fracture, whatever, they're going to recommend you go to medical surgical departments, and we're featuring 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Well, Kathy, we're talking about back and posture problems. In a typical day, I don't know if there is such a thing for you, but in a typical day, what types of back problems do people have when they come to you for your advice and help?
Our biggest one is the lower back pain that we, you know, I have customers coming in, you know, more than once a day just saying, you know, I did this, or, you know, I bent the wrong way, or, you know, I lifted the wrong way. And, you know, or they had an injury that just got aggravated. And, you know, with that, I would offer them a lower lumbar support, which is, you know, a great fitting support garment that offers, you know, compression. And we carry many different ones because not everybody has the same, you know, need with their back that they, you know, some we are heat retaining, some you can put ice packs in, some you can just, they're light and airy. So they are, you know, they can gear more toward a female other than a male, which can be, you know, tend to want a more bulkier kind of back support. And we also deal with people that have sciatica, bad posture, herniated discs. You know, they come in, usually they come in after they've seen a doctor, and a doctor will recommend, you know, a certain type of brace or support or treatment, and then that's when they'll come to me and I will give them what they need.
When you say lower lumbar, we're looking at the hips area up how far?
Probably several inches. You know,
to the place where the spine
by the coccyx
curves.
Bone going up.
Yeah, to the place where the spine kind of curves in a little bit, right?
Correct.
Now you had, I was fascinated with this, a chair there with these pads. That I thought you purchased the whole chair, but apparently these are just pads that by Velcro attach to the chair and can help in those areas where you're tender, where there's a strain, correct?
Correct. That cushion that you're actually referring to is my Obis Form cushion. It is a two-piece set that they are sold separately, but they work well together. They just complement each other to give you the support that you need both, you know, while you're sitting. And also, if you sit at a chair a long time, you'll notice that it's mostly an L shape. You know, when our spines are not L shaped, they do have that S curve to it. The Obis Form back support cushion that we carry at our store has that S shape support that does help you achieve that posture that you're supposed to have.
Yeah, when they go to 110 Pharmacy, they really should sit in that chair, and of course the tendency is going to be to want to buy one like that, but then also experiment perhaps with the different mm-hmm. cushions that you have.
Yes.
Yeah. Kathy, real quickly, because this is, I don't know if it's particularly new, but with the advent of the personal computer, desktops, and so on, I mean, it's just become common knowledge. People are suffering just because they sit for so long. What do you recommend for people? They just come to you and say, Kathy, I got 8 hours a day sitting in front of a computer. What do you recommend?
I recommend that they can use a lumbar support cushion that, you know, just supports the lower lumbar part of the back. It's pretty much almost like a square-shaped pillow that has a curvature in the center that, you know, helps give them support, you know, in the lower back where they need it, but also supports the sides as well. And again, that Obisform back and seat support, you know, I highly recommend, especially if they're sitting for long periods of time. I mean, if you're not sitting properly, that can just aggravate, you know, the nerves in the back and the muscles and can increase the pain.
Yeah, yeah. Most people don't realize that just by sitting in one place, of course, is strain, too, that hurts. Another thing, and this is not something you're going to find in the medical surgical department, but some years ago, a friend of mine had sent me an article on raised desks, which many famous writers like Ernest Hemingway have used over the years. And so I made my own raised desk. What a difference that makes, because I still have to sit a lot at the computer, but there are actually raised desks where you can put your PC and so on. There's also desks that are available that you can put on a treadmill, and that if the treadmill's set for about a mile per hour, you barely know you're walking and can get exercise. So these are other things that you can look into. Someone comes to you, Kathy, that you mentioned before, they've got a strain or a sprain of a ligament or a muscle in the back. They're just experiencing some gnawing pain. They don't necessarily want to go to the doctor for that. What do you recommend?
I recommend ice therapy first. Ice therapy helps to relieve the pain, also helps with inflammation and swelling. And then once they get that swelling down, they can also go into, you know, the heat therapy, which is also very good. Not everybody can tolerate icing. But, you know, moist heat therapy has many, many benefits. It helps to increase the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the joints to help them heal. Warm temperatures radiate from, you know, from the heating pad. And it helps to dilates the blood okay. area where it needs to be, where it's applied, and increases the flow of oxygen and nutrients again to the joints and muscles. And it helps to make the blood flow smoother. And ultimately, which just amazes me, that it helps to stimulate the sensory receptors in the skin. And what that means is that just by applying the moist heat, it can decrease the pain signals that transmits to our brain. And it just helps to relieve discomfort as well.
Yeah, that's absolutely fascinating. Again, it's just mm-hmm. the intricate way God has made us. So Kathy, people are experiencing inflammation. We often even use the term a fever in that area where there's a strain. Then they should be using the cold therapy. But otherwise, if it's just tension or something, you should be using the heat therapy. Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Excellent. We're actually planning a program down the line. This whole field of pain management in the surgical medical world is fascinating. So down the line, we'll deal with it. We have Kathy with us from 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, and we really want you to know more about 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. So listen in. Want to learn more about all the things we're talking about on HealthWise? Visit the nutrition section of 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. You hear Rachel on this program. Meet her at 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. She knows nutrition, and she loves to convince you that nutrition really is the best medicine. At the 110 Pharmacy and Surgical Nutrition Department, you'll find everything you need to treat what ails you. Vitamins, minerals, supplements, natural remedies, sports and performance products, helps for diet, weight management, even energy drinks and healthy snacks, the highest rated products, doctor-recommended brands, and all at the best prices. And here's a bonus for you. Mention WLIE 540 when you check out, and you'll receive a 20% discount on your purchases from the nutrition section, the boutique, and from the surgical and medical section, too. Just mention WLIE 540 when you check out. You'll even get the discount if you order from their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical is conveniently located at 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. They open at 9 a.m. each morning, and they're open until 9 p.m. Monday through Thursday, until 8 p.m. on Friday, 5 p.m. on Saturday, and 4 p.m. on Sunday. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, where rule number one is the customer's always right, and rule number two is, if not, go back to rule one. 110 Pharmacy and Surgical, 459 Walt Whitman Road, Melville, New York. And now, back to today's edition of HealthWise. Bill Shishko here with you on HealthWise. Phone number 631-955-5400, 631-955-5400. Our guest today is Kathy from the Surgical and Medical Department of 110 Pharmacy, and we're talking about, oh, my aching back, things to be done for back and posture problems. Kathy, more serious fractures, dislocations of the spine, where, quite frankly, there's the possibility of paralysis. What kinds of things in medical surgical department help with that?
For a fracture, normally, like I said, a patient will see their doctor before they come into us, unless it's like a recurring kind of injury that they've dealt with before. So the doctor will normally write down exactly what he wants for a patient. And what I've seen come into the store for a fracture would be like, you know, a lower lumbar support is recommended. And as far as a dislocation of the spine, depending on the seriousness of the injury, it would need to be reset by a doctor. And in some cases may even require surgery. But for the aftercare, we carry a large selection of the back supports to help aid in the healing and the rehabilitation process.
Yeah, bottom line is the doctor himself or herself should give you the recommendation. You mentioned before a herniated disc. I've heard the term slipped disc. Are these the same things?
Yes, they are.
Yeah. What, of course, that then you're inviting the possibility of surgery, and I know there's a lot of discussion about the benefits of that, but are there things in your department that can at least help relieve the pain of a herniated disc?
Yes, we do. We carry traction sets, lower lumbar supports, which help relieve pressure on the nerves in the spine while providing support and compression.
And then I would imagine you're going to refer them to Rachel over in the nutrition department. There's probably some things that can be done to at least help with that as well. What
yes.
about neck pain, Kathy? That's another thing. I mean, we're dealing with kind of midway between the skull and the back, but that's still part of it. What things cause neck pain, and what do you have to help with that?
Well, the big thing that causes neck pain is, number, we talked about it before, not sitting properly, you know. You have poor posture, you're sitting at a computer desk, it's just, it's not aligned height-wise at the right height for you, you're tilting your neck down, everything should be straight ahead,
yeah.
Your chin should be up and you should be looking straight ahead, not slouching over, so that, you really get the neck pain when you keep your neck in a certain position for a long time, and it just, the muscles get tired.
Yeah, sure.
And they start to, get aggravated and, in a sense, I guess, angry at you.
Yeah, from strain to pain, as I put it before. Now, for posture,
yeah.
Of course, the trick is a straight line between ear, shoulder, and hips, correct?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's basically what we're talking about. And, of course, just getting up and walking around a bit makes a difference.
Right.
You mentioned sciatica before. I know sometimes people think they have sciatica, which actually affects your legs, correct?
Yes, it does.
But I know it's related to the back. What helps do you have for those who suffer from sciatica?
With sciatica, you can do heat or ice therapy. It seems to be, almost a large range that you can use those two therapies on to alleviate the leg pain due to the sciatica. And, you know, usually if you're icing, you can, it's 20 minutes on, and then you can repeat every 2 hours. And, again, you can do the ice therapy and the heat therapy. You can alternate those as well, you know, to get the, you know.
And what exactly, in that case, that takes down or it relieves you of the inflammation, correct, when you do the cold therapy? Okay. Yeah, and you have those things with beads. I guess you put them in the freezer or something for a while and then put them on that area that's affected, correct?
Yes, you can. And we also sell gel ice packs and things like that as well.
But what about the creams, Kathy, that you use for it's same thing. You got even these icy hot things. They seem to do both. Are those as effective as these beads and gels that you use with people?
There are certain ones that are very effective. A big one that we sell it's called ice Biofreeze that we carry, and you know our customers seem to, you know, every time they see it they just have to grab a bottle or two because they do find, you know, a lot of relief. And not everybody has time to sit with an ice pack on them or do a heating session to get the moist heat therapy. So for them, it's easy for them to just put, you know, some Biofreeze on or, you know, I also sell another product, Australian Dream, which is another topical cream that helps in pain relief for muscles and soreness.
Yeah, and those are somewhat pricey, but they are very helpful. I know years ago I had a chiropractor friend I would go to periodically, and he always made use of Biofreeze, and it did work. Kathy, fibromyalgia, I know that's a mysterious condition. Women particularly come to you with fibromyalgia. Anything in surgical medical department that can help with relief of pain there?
Not so much, because it's such an internal, like I said, it's such a hard thing to, it's so hard to diagnose. I mean, before they even can diagnose you with fibromyalgia, I think they, you know, go through so many different other things that it could be.
Right.
But in my department, no, I don't have anything that would.
Well, as were you going to refer them to Rachel right next to you, right?
Pretty much. Okay. I mean, that would probably be the smartest move I could make on that one.
What kinds of things? We think about getting older. I do that at my age. What kinds of things for our backs should we be looking for in the medical surgical department as we get older? You see, as most of us, as we get to that point, have not been in a surgical medical department. What should we be looking for?
Depending on, you know, what you're going through, what kind of pain you're in, I have a whole bunch of different items that are certainly helpful. We have lumbar supports, we have shoe orthotics, because again, getting the proper orthotic gives you, you know, better posture,
right,
which will help take pain off the, you know, back.
Sure.
There's heating pads, ice packs, pain relieving gels and creams, the lumbar seat and cushions. And Pastor Bill, I actually saved the best for last. It's our recliners that we carry.
Oh, yeah, those are fascinating, Kathy. Tell us about
wonderful.
Your recliners. Yeah, they are. Tell us a little bit about them.
We sell, you know, they're recliner lift chairs. They aid, they have a dual purpose. They aid people who have trouble standing up to help them get up from a seated position without, you know, causing injury. And they also fully recline, so we have a lot of customers that have purchased them, not because they can't get out of the chair without help, but because they have back issues.
Yeah, sure. And
with that, they're able to sleep in the chair and be comfortable where they haven't been so comfortable in their bed.
Yeah, these chairs are fascinating, folks. Go in to see them and sit in them. That's the way you're going to buy a chair. Sit in it to see if it's what you want.
That's right, and they can be customized as well. If you want heat and massage, and you know, you can certainly really spice it up a little bit.
Oh, Kathy, you're tempting me to go there right now and pick one up.
Well, you'll get a 20% discount.
You need the discount. Real quickly, what do you recommend for people who are that need some kind of massage on their back? Do you sell back massagers, or you said some of these cushions do that, I guess, right?
Well, I do have, Obisform does make two back massaging cushions that we carry. One is actually, it has a car adapter, so you can actually use it in your car while you're driving. It's, I believe that one is heat and massage, and then we have one that you could just use, you know, while you're home. And then we will have a few different massage products, you know, battery-operated units that would help with, you know, massage.
Yeah, excellent. Yeah, so basically people come in, Kathy. They, in some cases, they will have gone to the doctor because it's a serious matter and you've got a sheet of paper and hopefully it's legible enough to read what the doctor wants. Otherwise, they come in and say, I'm just having generalized back pain, neck pain, whatever. And then you'll show them around for the different things. And also, it's again, we can sit in certain things to experience them as well. Is that right?
Correct.
That's great. Good. It's fun. Kathy, thanks so much. This is Kathy's radio debut. I think, Rick, she did well, didn't she? Absolutely. Thanks. Thanks so much, Kathy. And thanks to...
Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome, Kathy. Thanks to 110 Pharmacy and Surgical for sponsoring today's program. And you really want to visit them. They are located at 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York, in a little shopping center area. This pharmacy is a delightful step back in time. It's what pharmacies used to be. Certainly, you get your prescriptions there, but there's the surgical medical department, the nutrition department, there's the boutique, there's children's games, and, of course, Child at Heart. I love to go to those places. But 110 Pharmacy and Surgical. Remember to mention you heard us on WLIE 540. You'll get a special 20% discount on surgical and medical supplies in the boutique, in the nutrition department, and again, as I mentioned, surgical medical supplies. When you look at those chairs, 20% discount, folks. And be sure to look for Kathy when you're visiting that medical surgical department. Tell her you heard her on HealthWise. Toll-free number 1-800-599-9963, and you'll get your 20% discount there, too. Tell them you heard us on WLIE 540 AM. Next week, more on the vast world of living wisely in the body that God has given you. We'll see you on the radio next Saturday at 1 o'clock p.m. for another edition of HealthWise. Listen in next Saturday at 1 p.m. for the next edition of HealthWise, brought to you by your friends at 110 Pharmacy, 459 Walt Whitman Road in Melville, New York. Call them on their toll-free number, 1-800-599-9963. That's 1-800-599-9963. Thanks for listening. For now, be HealthWise.